You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. When the season ends, the players go home, right? But not so fast for those from Venezuela, and it's been that way for some time. On opening day last season, there were 76 Venezuelan-born players on Major League rosters, one of whom was the eventual American League Most Valuable Player, Jose Altuve. Those players have watched from afar as their homeland has spiraled into chaos, crime, and poverty, leaving them fearful for friends and family whom they left behind. It is dangerous to go home. Our guest, born and raised in Venezuela, is one of the best and most popular infielders in Mets history, who ranks among the all-time franchise leaders in home runs, runs batted in, total bases, extra base hits, batting average, runs hits, and at-bats. We welcome to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball, Edgardo Alfonso. I'm so glad to have you on the show. I know this is a very sensitive subject, and I really appreciate you doing this. Hugo Chavez died in 2009, but when he was president, Edgardo, he was a tyrant as president, and you stopped going back home. Tell us about your difficulties going home.
Ed, what's up? How you doing? Thank you for having me on your radio show. You know, it's not too good talking about, you know, stuff happening in your country, especially with Venezuela, the one of the richest country in the world, because we have everything, you know, like the oil, we have the, you know, so too much mineral, you know, and going through this situation that we're going right now, it's kind of a little tough, you know, but I mean, we have the hope and everything's going to change sooner or later. It's tough going home, especially, you know, when you are somebody, then people recognize you, and no, the situation back home is not, it's not the best one. And every time you're going over there, you know, you have to be careful, because I know you can help people. People look after you, and you know, there are going to be people who's the bad people. So they're going to try to get you. Try to, you know, get your money, get you whatever they can do, because they need to survive too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what make it tougher for especially for the players to go down, because you know you're being famous and people think you make a lot of money. I mean, the obvious, a lot of players make a lot of money, but you know, most of the players, the minor league guys, they had to go home. I mean, I just have my nephew; he got shot in the left arm. Like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
And you know, sometimes it's gonna be like that. Sometimes, thank God he's okay. But you know, I mean, God forbid something worse happened. Imagine. So that's why I haven't gone in the last 4 years, because the situation is not the best one. I still have my family. I still have my house in Venezuela. But you know, when you go into your country, you wanna like go in Dominican. You want to enjoy your country. You want to enjoy your beach. You want to enjoy your people. But right now, I think this is the worst thing to do in Venezuela. Not because the people, it's because the situations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to after you have a long season here and play every day and travel, you just want to go home and rest and spend some time with the family. You know, visiting some cities in Venezuela, you cannot do that right now.
Why was your nephew shot?
He's got shot in the left arm, by the elbow, and he was and after he wasn't eating with the friends and in Caracas, he was playing with Leones, and he's here with Milwaukee. So, you know, coming out of that thing, somebody shoot the gun, and was a lot of players there, but the bully got him in the elbow. So now he's here. He got surgery. Everything went well, and he's doing rehab in Arizona. So you know, those little things, type of thing, is kind of like critical for a Venezuelan player to go back and, you know, be in jeopardy, because that's what it is.
And, you know, the players, Edgardo, have grown concerned not only about the deteriorating conditions back home, but also, on top of that, about the deteriorating relationship between their government at home and this government now.
Yeah, that's the way it is. I mean, I mean, we we always say, we just come here to play baseball and try to do our best for our family and try to, you know, represent our country. But, you know, sometimes people in the middle, in between, is the one that suffer. I mean, between the our president of Venezuela and President Trump. So it's kind of a complicated relationship. And you know, you as a player, what you're going to do? I mean, you're like in between of to fight. But, you know, you try to handle the better or the most you can, because it's not easy.
For those who don't know, here's the recent historical context. The relationship between the two countries has been deteriorating since the 1990s. This is not a new story. In 2008, Venezuela broke off diplomatic relations with the U.S., and in 2015, the Obama administration declared the country a national security threat. Then President Trump went further, saying earlier this year that, quote, a military option, unquote, was on the table as he imposed sanctions on Venezuela. So relations between the two countries have been deteriorating now for almost 30 years, Edgardo.
Yeah. It's amazing, because what happened is pretty much the people who's in the government in Venezuela, the politicians, they like to travel to America. I don't get it. I mean, I don't get it. How those guys, they like to talk bad about United States, and they still coming over here and you know, enjoy American. I mean, it don't make no sense to me. But you know, it is what it is. I mean, politicians, they want to destroy pretty much the planet everywhere. So, you know, like I say, the people who suffer is the one in between. There's one in the middle of the two politicians. So it's kind of hard. It's hard.
And it's even, if it's possible, it's even more dangerous there than in 2011 when catcher Wilson Ramos was kidnapped on a visit home. And what a message that sent to all the players.
No, that was really scary, because he got kidnapped. He's one of the players. So back in those days, you can still go out and you know, and really enjoy it and enjoy the country a little bit. But now it's impossible. Now everywhere you go, you're gonna be scared. You know, my little town that I come from, it was nice and quiet. Now it's been all over the news, you know, because you know, the security and everything. I mean, it's been bad. So it's not really a good sign right now for.
The players know that if they go back, they immediately become targets. Wilson Ramos was.
Yeah, that's why when you go into Venezuela, you have to be careful what you're doing, where you're going, who are you visiting to, who knows that you're there. So it's kind of a little complicated. That's why I told the guy, the social media guy, the social media is one of those you know, target right now for people. They show people where they are. What they doing? So you know, this is just like you gotta be careful. You gotta be nice and quiet. You know, come here, there, and try to care. You know, take care of yourself, because it's not like before.
Edgardo Alfonso, a great New York Met, with us on Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. The economy has tanked, and there are huge shortages of basic necessities in Venezuela, like food and medicine. And I'm sure that touches you personally with your parents in Venezuela and other family members there.
Definitely. I mean, we're trying to, like every other month, we're trying to send it like you know, supplies. We try and send it like food. We try and send like medicines, and you don't want to do that, because why we have to do it with the richest country that we are? Why we had to do that? But you know, we going back on the politicians, the people, they don't care about people. They just care about their power, and that's what it is right now in Venezuela. So I don't know what else to do, because you know, you still have your parents, you still have your family, you still have your friends over there. You want to supply, and this what makes it so hard. I mean, it's so impossible for us to go down and, you know, doing what the way we used to do. It's different than Dominican. Dominican is so nice. I mean, people love the players over there in Dominican, in Puerto Rico, everywhere. You know, that's Venezuela.
And on top of that, now you have the players, and this was probably apropos of your time playing which wasn't so long ago. But the players are very reluctant to talk about the situation back home publicly for fear of being seen as taking sides, one side or the other.
Yeah, but, you know, you have to know. I mean, we have to know as a human being. I don't care, but you have to tell the truth. I mean, tell what's happening. I mean, I haven't been there in 4 years, but you know, I have family. And my mom, my dad, they're not going to lie to me. And I see news. I see both of the news. I see for the government side and for the opposition side. So, you know, it's kind of like a baby games right now, like kids game right now in Venezuela with the politician thing.
How tough is it, Edgardo, from what you hear, for players to get their families out of there and get them here?
I mean, it's really frustrating when you hear stuff going on in Venezuela. We're talking about, like, you know, with the food, we're talking about with the medicine. Providers, you know, people dying because they don't. I mean, I've been receiving calls or people tell my parents that they don't have nothing to eat. I mean, they really lost a lot of weight, and not just because they want, it's because they have to. They have no choice. They can eat it. They only one time. The kids going to school, not so strong because they need to. They need food to be smart, to be strong mentally. Mm-hmm. But it's hard. Now, you know, bring my parents or bring the people out of, I mean, you can bring it out of Venezuela, but the thing is, then here you need to have the paperwork too, because you don't want to be in one country as illegal people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just want to have all the opportunity like somebody else.
There was so much violence in Venezuela that this past May, 13 players, guys like Salvatore Perez, Francisco Cervelli, broke their silence and called on the government to stop the violence against the protesters. That was courageous of them.
Yeah, it was like that. And like I say, I wish I can, when Hugo Chavez started as being a president, I remember I caught the first pitch in Shea Stadium. And you know, he was one of the best president in Latin America. And after that, he just disappeared. I don't know what's wrong with him. And everything's went back, you know, went really bad in our country. And right now it's getting worse. Imagine. So, you know, every time you have the opportunity to tell the people, then they do the wrong thing. I mean, we had to do it. Because it's we come from that country, and our family is still there, and you know, they don't care. They don't like. I don't care what I don't care if the people died or not. The longest I'm in the power, that's what it looks like.
And you know what's crazy about this is that, Fidel Castro in Cuba, Hugo Chavez was a former ball player, huge fan of the game, who dreamed of playing in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, yeah. And like I say, when he was elected, you know, re-elected in 98, he came into Shea Stadium, and we talked, and he threw out the first pitch before the game, and I caught it. And he was so happy, and I was so happy because I know he likes baseball. But after that, I don't know what happened. But the problem is, I mean, they can do whatever they want, but the longer the people have food and have medicine, I mean, that's what we're looking for. Politicians like that. If you're gonna have, if you're gonna steal money, it's steal money. But you know, let the people eat, let the people have their medicine, let people be in health. You know.
Yeah. The political unrest and the violence forced the Caribbean Series, which is Latin America's biggest baseball tournament, this coming February, to be moved from Venezuela to Mexico because the situation is so unstable.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, right now they're playing winter ball in Venezuela. I don't know how they're doing. I mean, this kind of dangerous going a road trip, because sometimes you have to go on. You got to take a bus and travel, like, you know, 4 hours, 7 hours, depends on the road.
Right.
And this is so dangerous. I mean, I don't know how people doing it.
And they actually considered canceling this season, which runs from October to January. But an oil company, which happened to be owned by the government, by the way, stepped forward with $10 million to keep it going. But like you just said, for the players on buses, on road trips, that's dangerous.
It is dangerous. I mean, it was one time on the football team, the soccer team in down in Venezuela, they was traveling. And there's a people who are in the middle of the street, middle of nowhere. They drop it. They drop everyone, you know, with the guns and everything. You know, they start the bus, and they take, you know, laptop, shoes, even the uniform of the team. It got stolen. Imagine that.
Wow.
Thank God nobody got hurt. But that could have happened right now. Rest of it, and happened with the teams right now in Venezuela. So, you know. And people, they don't have that kind of money to go to the Washington games because, you know, to afford a ticket, it's kind of a little hot, expensive too, you know?
Yeah. So, Edgardo, in conclusion, how does this end? Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel? What's going to happen to these poor people?
I think if you lost your hope, that's going to be the last thing you're going to do. I mean, we all have hope that everything's going to turn around in Venezuela because I don't think it's going to last forever. I mean, people get tired. People get so exhausted what happened right now. And hopefully we get some help for out of Venezuela. So let's see what happens. I mean, we still praying, and I know that sooner or later everything's going to change. And we're going to come, you know, the country everybody wished to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But so far we just have to keep fighting and keep up hope, then the thing is going to turn around in Venezuela.
My best wishes to you and your family. So that'll do it for Edgardo Afonso and myself on MLB.com. If you were on the move, thanks for the ride. And thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.